This is your classical break, your daily dose of classical music. I'm Tyler Alderson, and today we'll be listening to Rachmaninoff's first piano concerto. Now, it's a longer piece, so we're going to split it up into two sections. Today, we're going to listen to the first movement. Tomorrow is going to be the second and third movements. This piece is an interesting one because it shows Rachmaninoff at two very different points in his life. He originally wrote this when he was just 18, as a student studying composition. He used Grieg's Piano Concerto, which was one of his favorite pieces, as a model. He structured the concerto just like Grieg had. He premiered it at the Moscow Conservatory, where he studied, but then he put it aside for over 25 years, and in the meantime, he got famous as a pianist and a composer and a conductor. He wrote a couple more piano concertos, actually wrote a lot of other music, which was all very well received. And then he decided to revise this first piano concerto, maybe edit it a little bit. He ended up doing a pretty extensive revision, and the end result captures a lot of his youthful ideas and energy, but through the lens of that more seasoned composer and musician that he had become. Now, as I mentioned, Rachmaninoff was famous as a pianist, and his skill can be heard in the music that he wrote. A lot of it is just incredibly virtuosic. But one of the things that pianists talk about when they play Rachmaninoff is his hands and his reach. He had enormous hands. They could span a 13th on a piano. So in other words, if he took his right-hand thumb and he put it on the C key on a piano, his pinky finger could hit an octave and a half above that, which is huge. If you've got a piano or a keyboard around, try it. I think I've got pretty reasonable hands. I'm a 6-foot-tall guy. I can do a 9th. He could do a 13th. That gives you a sense of how big they were. I'm going to go ahead and blame the fact that I'm a terrible pianist on my hands, and not the fact that I never practiced, even though I took piano lessons for a few years. But anyway, it wasn't just his physical gifts. He had a feeling for music that came through in his playing and his writing. And if you'd like to hear what he sounded like as a performer, I posted a video of him playing this first movement of his first piano concerto. It's up on my Twitter page, @ClassicalTyler. It's definitely worth a listen. I was going to use it as the audio here, but it's an older recording, so the audio quality is so-so, but it's still really neat to hear. The movement starts out with a fanfare from the brass. It's a bold announcement paired with virtuosic runs in the piano. And you can hear that youthful energy in the way that this opens. His other piano concertos start off much more reserved. It's almost like he's thinking, you can't burn all of your energy right in the beginning. And after that fiery introduction, the music slows down a bit. The first theme comes in this wave of lush strings. But the feeling of the introduction comes back time and time again, and the pianist's fingers have to fly around the keyboard throughout the movement. The ending is spectacular, all kinds of fireworks on the piano, and you'll notice right at the end of this recording, people actually start clapping. And now, if you've ever been to a classical concert, or if you're going to go, it's good to know that you're not supposed to clap at the end of movement. You clap at the end of the piece, and there's just usually kind of a respectful silence between each movement. Now, I don't exactly know what this concert was like. Maybe they were doing things differently. Maybe they cut it up into sections or something like that. But I like to think that everyone's clapping because everyone was so amazed by the music that they just couldn't help themselves. Here's Neil O'Donne and the University of Washington Symphony Orchestra with the first movement of Rachmaninoff's first piano concerto.
Thank you.
It's amazing when you listen to that music and think of the skill and the technique that the 18-year-old Rachmaninoff must have had as a student in order to write that kind of music. And he really liked the music himself. I mean, he could have just let it be. But instead, 26 years after he wrote it, he ended up revising it and then performing it, even though he had tons of successful pieces to play and to work from. And in fact, he said that, quote, "When I tell them in America that I will play the first concerto, they do not protest, but I can see by their faces that they would prefer the second or the third." So even though other people might have been wanting to hear another piece of his, he still kept playing that one, something obviously he really liked in his first concerto. Thanks to Neil O'Donne and the University of Washington Symphony for putting that up on museopen.org. And thank you for listening to this podcast. If you have the chance, please go onto iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, whatever it is that you get this from, and rate and review it. It would really help. I'm Tyler Alderson, and tomorrow for your classical break, we're going to be finishing up with Rachmaninoff's first piano concerto. See you then.